Okay, we're chatting with Lou Rook III here about an event coming up on Thursday, October 17th, at the Jewish Community Center. And I checked, Lou, and I don't know if it's relevant now as we talk here on September 30th, but that would be an open date in the National League Championship Series, so no conflict with the Cardinals.
Perfect. I love that.
Okay, the event that you're going to do there, you have a cookbook that you came out with this year, and we'll talk about that in a moment, but let's talk about the event on the 17th at the Jewish Community Center. What's that all about?
The book festival has been wanting me to come over for years and do something, and the book finally happened, and we released it in January. And so when we were talking with the representatives from the book festival, they were like, what can you do and what can you cook and all this? And I was like, well, what if I called Lenny Cohen up and said maybe I could bring a couple of my things in and turn some of the items in the book into kosher? And so that's kind of what we're going to do, go over there and cook a couple items, I'm not sure what yet, and show people, once again, maintaining the philosophy of food's meant to be easy and relaxing and enjoyable, and kind of ham it up a little bit, and hopefully in the end, sell some books.
Will you be cooking there, or will you bring the stuff along and kind of show how it was made?
Well, obviously, I like to cook there. I'm not sure exactly the details with the group. I've got to get over there and see what they'll allow me to do. But if I'm not allowed to cook, I'll probably do something cold that I can prepare there as well, because I think it's very important for people to see the hands-on and part of it and how it works.
Okay, it's a $15 admission. Now, if you're a Jewish Book Festival subscriber to the whole deal, and the main stuff is in November, kicking off with Harvey Fierstein. This yours is one of the year-round events. $15, STL, JewishBookFestival.org, or you can go to brownpapertickets.com and search for Lou Rook, and it'll take you right there. And you said, in addition to that, you will be selling books there. And let's talk a little bit about your cookbook. It's called Rook Cooks. And what comes after the colon?
It's simplicity at its finest. And the idea with the book was, that was the hardest thing, coming up with a tagline. I don't know, as I evolved into the book, it became more of just not a book to beat my chest about, you know, what techniques we use in a kitchen or whatever. It was more about getting people to understand that really how easy food can be and how therapeutic and fun it can be. That was the idea.
When you put together a cookbook, Lou, I think some people think, oh, I'll just write down some of my recipes, get a photographer to come in and take some nice food pictures, and voila. But there's a lot that goes into putting a cookbook together, no?
Yes, absolutely. I thought it would be relatively easy, and it was very difficult. One, you have to keep your mind in it, and that's hard to do when you're busy. And two, just really coming up with, okay, so great, now you're going to write a 150 recipe cookbook, and then you got to decide, okay, out of the thousands of recipes, which ones are you going to put in there? And then you have to go through, and every recipe has to be tested and photographed, and it's a process. It's a lot harder than everybody thinks.
Well, talk about the testing, because I don't know that everybody realizes that when you put a cookbook together, you know, somebody has to kind of like certify it and say, yeah, that's the real deal.
Well, you know, that was probably the funnest part of the book. When I finally got the thing written and the content, the publishing house was in Indianapolis. So my father and I loaded up coolers of all the product, and we drove to Indy, and they had a studio with a kitchen.
Wow.
And we actually, in 72 hours, proofed every recipe. So everything, you know, we're used to making things on a larger scale. So everything, I'd already driven it down to, like, recipes for 6 or 8 or 12. And so we made everything, and the goal was to, and we also photographed everything in those 3 days, and it was very, very, very tiring, physically and mentally, but it was just incredible. So at the end of it, you're wondering, did we create something that the people can use? And we walked away from there like, yes, we did.
And I think you also have to be concerned about ingredients, because I think about a Martha Stewart cookbook I bought my wife a few years ago, and a lot of her ingredients were things that you might be able to find at Whole Foods or at the time, but probably nowhere else. And is that a concern when you were putting your book together?
Yeah, absolutely. The sourcing was a concern. So when I wrote them, but really it was just me. What I did was I took most of them, and I would put it with, like, making fresh chicken stock or, you know, use these scallops. But if, and then I would say, no, but if you can't get this, this scallop's great. Or the, here's canned chicken broth. Make sure you get low sodium, no this, no MSG. And really try to give people, excuse me, and some of them I actually just said, you're going to go to the store and this is what you're going to use, so we're going to write it this way. You know what I mean? And just adapt those high-end, super crazy, hard-to-find ingredients or farmer market ingredients, which we want you to go there, but at the same time, if you can get them at the regular grocery store, then do it.
And if people want to buy your book at the book fair, at the book festival event, or even at Annie Guns or the Smokehouse, how much are you asking for that?
It's $35. Yes, plus tax.